You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Well, welcome back in MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Mark Sheldon. And Mark, as we get going here down to the last couple of weeks of the season, it's one of those things I keep looking up, and there are the Reds in the middle of another kind of important game in this division where three teams are battling out at the top, and it seems like the Reds are always playing somebody vying for one of those, you know, one of those playoff positions.
Absolutely. And you know, they just finished with the Brewers, and that's the only team that was left on their schedule other than a one game makeup with the Nationals, that teams that really are that was the last of the teams that really aren't in it. So now it's contenders pretty much going forward, and their chance to put a stamp on things. The one thing they can kind of hang their hat on is that they haven't gone away quietly in September. August was a dreadful month, and they've already won more games, I think, this month than they did all of last month. So right now they're doing it what they need to do to do what they can to influence the race.
While they're doing it with all these young arms, and we've talked a lot over the last month or so about this rotation, all rookie rotation, but we're seeing guys, you know, hitting pitch limits now this time of year. We're seeing some guys pull up a little lame, guys like Iglesias, who's struggling with his shoulder. And Finnegan makes his first start the other day. What was the consensus or the thoughts on Finnegan's start?
Well, they wanted to give him a chance to get used to the team, and they thought he could maybe work out of the bullpen initially. But then when Lorenzen hit his innings limit, and then Sampson ran into a personal issue and he had to leave, and then Iglesias has a shoulder fatigue, and they're kind of weighing their options with him, Finnegan became a very available candidate to take on a start, and he apparently pitched pretty well. The end game for him, of course, is that they really want him to be a factor in the rotation in 2016. They think he can compete for a role, and if for whatever reason, if he couldn't do it, he's obviously flexible enough that he can go into the bullpen where he's pitched with some success with Kansas City. So, it's an opportunity, like for a lot of these guys, it's to show and make an impression and get yourself in position for next season.
Hey, correct me if I'm wrong, but that was one of his beefs with Kansas City, right? Was he wanted to start, and they saw him better as a reliever?
Well, it was one of those things. It sounded like is that they didn't have a defined role for him that he could get comfortable with. He did want to start, and he was used out of the bullpen. I don't think he necessarily had a problem with coming out of the bullpen, especially last year, is that he didn't have a routine, and he didn't know when to get ready for what, because sometimes he would be ready to start, and then he'd use him up out of the bullpen. And he just wanted to develop, if he was going to be a starter long-term, the starter habits and the starter in between start routine. And that was something he was never able to do. And it's something he's been learning to do at the end of his time in Kansas City when he was with Omaha. And then while he was at Louisville, he didn't win a game as a starter in the minors. So it was a struggle for him to get comfortable. But it sounds like he might be on his way.
So that's good. You know, that's good news. Obviously, a very talented guy. I'm going to camp. Get him out there now. You know, if there's any thought that he's going to be a part or compete for a spot in the rotation next year, you know, why wait? So I'm glad that he's getting that shot. On the everyday player front, Todd Frazier, and you pointed it out. You know, He's made history, and history in an organization that has more of it than any in the game. But joining Frank Robinson with a storied performance this year for Todd Frazier, really hard to put that in perspective, how incredible an effort it has been.
Yeah, not too many third basemen in the Reds' history have done what he's done. Tony Perez is really the one name that comes to mind, and Darren Johnson, I believe. And he's just kind of found his way back. It took a while. He didn't come out of the All-Star break and his exceptional home run derby experience on the other end of that too well, but he certainly has found his way again. He's still prone to taking a hack every now and again away from his hot zone, but he's a guy that has the strength that he can go after a bad pitch and find a way to get it out. He's just that strong. He can push one out. So it's it's definitely, he's a guy that never lacks in confidence, but at the same time, I think he could use a little, and he's been getting it the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, and looks like he'll put the finishing touches on a pretty, overall, pretty darn good year. And, you know, another guy, Brandon Phillips, who is a guy who doesn't lack for confidence,
no.
to put it mildly. He's put together a really nice second half in the middle of all this distraction and mess.
Yeah, he really has. He's been able to hit over 300. He had an inflamed bicep injury that missed him. He missed a couple of days in June. And you wondered if that was going to be another arm injury that was going to affect his season in the right in the middle. It's happened in the previous years. He got hit by a pitch 2 years ago, and he wasn't the same. He had thumb surgery last year and wasn't the same. But this injury did not ruin him at the plate. He actually got better, and he's had a really nice, kind of quietly, second half. It's kind of a little unnoticed, of course, of the team's fortunes, but he's been hitting really well. Of course, he's playing nice in the field, and he's made some nice plays. It's a nice thing knowing for them that he's a guy with two more years on his contract. He's 34 years old. That maybe he's not on the downside just yet. That he's got some stuff left, and if they're going to either one of two things, and try to get back and retool, and he could be a part of it and be a positive influence in the lineup, or perhaps even if he's willing, that his trade value goes up and they can somehow find a way to move him this offseason if he's willing to waive his 10-5 right.
Ooh, interesting. That's a very interesting thought. I hadn't contemplated. So kind of jams me up just a little bit. I don't know who would play second base. You just have to start searching.
Well, no. I mean, the natural guy would be Eugenio Suarez, who could move over from shortstop and have a Cozart Suarez middle infield. That's all speculation on my part. There's nothing in the wind, but it just makes a lot of sense, especially if they're trying to shed contracts and do a little rebuilding. And that is something that makes a lot of sense. But it's right now not right now in the wind or anything like that.
Okay, and it seems like every time we bring up a name here and what they've accomplished this year, it's all about largely what they did coming off a surgery or not surgery but an injury. Or rehabbing their way through an injury, and lately, Billy Hamilton. There's been some discussion. What are they going to do? He's got that banged up right shoulder. Do they want to go ahead and try and play him through it? Just rehab it? Shut him down? What are the options?
That's a good question. He had an MRI, and it's not looking great for the last 2 weeks of the season. But I'm sure we'll talk about it this week here in St. Louis. We'll figure out what the plan is for him. They're certainly banged up. They had Ryan Lamar, one of his replacements, go down with an injury yesterday. So they have Jason Bourgeois that could play center field, but I'm sure they'd like to see Hamilton get back and kind of try to find some sort of positive end to the season. It hasn't been a very good year at the plate. It's been great in the field, but terrible at the plate. If he can provide something, that would be great for them. But at the same time, you don't want to mess around with a shoulder and cause any trouble. So if this team not being in it, they don't want to take any unnecessary risks. And it was something that definitely hurt him enough that he pulled himself out of a game last week. It bothered him to make throws, and that's definitely something you don't want to mess with.
Well, the season started with some games against the Cardinals, some little edginess in that series, and here you are. For the final time this year to face that division leading team, I would anticipate that with these two teams anyway, there'll always be a little bit of an edge. Enjoy the games and look forward to catching up again next week. That one game out in Washington, you making that trip?
I will not be. I will be back in Cincinnati.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk from Cincinnati then. Have a great week, Mark.
All right, Dave. Thank you. You too.
All right. There he goes, Mark Sheldon. MLB.com Extras, the Cincinnati Reds edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.